이게 까대기 이게 접도 왔을 링고 접도 왔을 야 도가 이제 우리 집에서 알았어 어디 이니 드시라서 인디 바트 거기서 저 누스테나 그 남총제 이니 우셔 나로야 박사 투부시면 더 상태서
the program with the text has been distributed it's beautifully done and on the cover there is the image of Lama Tsongkhapa the first thing that I noticed is that his head is rather large And it gives the impression that actually it might be padded inside, and with skin wool. And I asked, what is this photograph? Which image is the photograph here? And I was told that this is a sort of a stone carving on one of the. At Ganden, behind a rock, and so obviously the image shows that it was made in a country where it was very cold. So you have this thick hat.
The 청주대 차, 두 차, 니 두스케드 아미로 합탈 때는 이 청주 뒤에서 시도.
And also, if you look at the hand mudra, the gestures, at first glance, it seems as if Lama Tsongkhapa has seven fingers.
Oh. 看看不出血的 가사지우디 그렇죠. 사지셔서 뭐 사숨지 난 넘겨가서 내면 루스야리 이니 년세 내도 좀 늦어야 돼 군놈을 알려버려 차바병 은행 인바이나 군놈 나바타보 고아리 년바병 은행 인바이나 군놈 나바타보 고야리 근데 이니 군놈 나바타보 그리스에슬람나 에니 깜루 에니 그게 나바타보 직당 에니 심지 그게 다 나바타보 쇼를 배 점을 쓰지 봐 세대 배 토하네 에니 년세셔가 숨버리 자 드레미디 산에 사지셔서 뭐 사숨 에니 염도로 숨셔
We will now recite, as it is the custom, the verses for taking refuge in the three jewels and also reaffirmation of reaffirmation of generation of the altruistic intention, bodhicitta. And this is to underline the point that the success of the teaching and also success of receiving the teaching really depends upon the purity of one's motivation and intention at receiving the teachings. On the part of the teacher, it is important to ensure the purity of his motivation. Similarly, on the part of the students, it is important to ensure that you have the right kind of motivation. And this is done through reaffirming or taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, and the generation of the altruistic intention to become fully enlightened for the benefit of all beings, generation of bodhicitta.
Oh yeah. Sāngye chādāṁ sāyī chādāṁ lā yāśo mātō tāni jīvā jī tāki jīvā jīvā sānāṁ jī tāna bīṣe sāngye Sāngye chādāṁ sāyī chādāṁ lā yāśo mātō tāni jīvā jī tāki jīvā jīvā Dāla bīṣe sāngye rūpa rāyō Sāngye chādāṁ sāyī chādāṁ lā yāśo mātō tāni jīvā jī Tāke shenye jīpe sanam jīn dhāla bhenche sanje dhō vārāyō. Kāngke rūsī nīsū nē, tāwa tu jīpāṁ bhēshē rē, tāpē shenye dhēn sēpē, kvādāṁ dhēn lā chāng chēn lō. Nāng jīyī nī, tāpā kārīn chēn lī yā, ene kwe chansa ra chuksa shaba ra namji dan dhaya luksu yare gode sa ata nge de namji dhan dhaya di zangshiru ge ene ju de dhambay gajin chabay thane ene chansa wa sa yare chuksa shaba dehe dehi thanda di ene chansa lo sa kaangla chansa ya san kubin du ya kaangla kubin du gyo arsana ene tukji chenbu ore dangya la kaangla chansa wa sa lamna ene chē dēnggēnggī dēmbā kētō pāpā ēnē dēmbā chūm dēndēlā chācē kīyō, kūbīn tū kīyō ēnē dēmbā kētīn chēn ēnē āsōr pūkē chē ēnē māo pō pē kētō pāpā yīmbē dūmsē kārēsā lōm nā chū chū kī mōyō chānē dā kūnūng kī chānē ēnē dā kētō pāpā rēs mōyō chānē kārēsā lōm nā ēnē dāwā tōng chē pāngbē chērēs ene ngan zu da kashu ri pge du me jin na re ene sem jen gi ga da mi du be du me de yo ya ge za wa de ene chi zhe lo lo zhe lo tu re is de ne be de san ne ye chi zhe lo gi ene lo de se ya de chi zhe ma lo lo zhe ge be ta ne chi zhe lo lo de se ya ma do na lo me se ya ji da tēlē shēng kī tāpshī kī tōne chīchī lōg lōg sēyā mē bārē tātā rībē yīndu sāne chīchī mā lōg bē tāwā kē bē kōne ane chīchī lōg lōg sē kūg yā rēs tātā rībē yīndu sāne ane kāshū rūpū kī sēv jīng chā wē ane chīchī mā lōg bē ane tāwā dēng gēng kī ane sūng chī rēs lōg dī ngō yō kē bā tī chē tātā dī shesu mashindu be shesen gombe soru chi maare zawa nyingi shimbo kone wangi dambare isi kanki tukzi nyesu ne dawa tuja pambe shi tambe chu ne dambare zaiwa asi wadili songi maare di tuji shimbo wangi sunya singin diye eni dambar tube wangbo goba mundu zaya dega tuji shimbo wangi eni toba chire isi tuji tukji gomle te sesongwa nanshingi tuji shimbo lenjik diwa zan mayimba kyebe tuji chenpo di lam tuma da lantang tuma rupi kyeba tuma rupi ane tabi nabu gunda nabu tuane da tabi nabu gunda nabu shogu da kada shirugu chada chaba nana be tabshi ki be lam yonsu chogu be ane kashu rupi ki lamji ki tengne ane goba ngundu zayshaba shiris sadri me indi sane da gunung ki kyeba shogu be da kada yini tuji chenpo shiwaan kwanay taanay shiwaan dhiyo dhiba tuji shimbo kwanay wangay ini sung shabishiri sung bay ngo tayang ini sabjin chaywe naybay tar tuku dhengay shiri dhiri indi zanay zaywe yonday da kenbay yonday ini tar tuku nga dhengay shiri 제외 연대 대 캠베 연대 타투방가 대 해시베이나 니버디 타투방가 대 체리어 근데 이 메이드는 켄진 니버 타르침베 주의 송고야레 덴덴데 베이니 따바까디제 달라 이니 괴베 니 송샤
as it is the custom before beginning the teachings I paid homage to Buddha Shakyamuni by reciting the verse which is at the end of Nagarjuna's Mula Karika, where Nagarjuna pays homage and salutations to the Buddha by reflecting upon the Buddha's great kindness, the kindness of the great master, the master of the Dharma. In this verse, Nagarjuna pays homage to the Buddha by reflecting upon the fact that the teaching of the Buddha that the Buddha has given is the teaching that is aimed at the overcoming of all false views, because at the root of all of our undesirable experiences of suffering and afflictions of mind and so on lie a fundamental ignorance which is fundamentally flawed in its perception of the self and the world, and that fundamental ignorance cannot be eliminated or removed simply through wishful thinking or making prayers or any other means. Rather, it is only through cultivating its opposite, which is the right insight into the ultimate nature of reality. It is only through cultivating the correct view. It is only through cultivating the correct view of the profound emptiness, the profound nature of reality, that one can eliminate and dispel this fundamental ignorance, which lies at the root of all of our afflictions and also all of our suffering that we all do not desire. So by making this point, Nagarjuna is identifying what is a unique characteristics of the Buddha's teaching, which is the cultivation of insight. And then in another line, Nagarjuna identifies the motivation, the perfect motivation of the Buddha in giving such a teaching. And when the Buddha gave the teachings on the profound nature of reality, he was not doing it simply to display the depth and breadth of his understanding and knowledge. Rather, such teachings are given purely out of the motivation of compassion towards all. And here, Nagarjuna identifies compassion as being the principle and in fact being the sole motivation for Buddha's teaching, that giving the teaching of the profound view of emptiness. And so the motivation for the Buddha for giving the teachings is that in a sense that Buddha is overwhelmed by his experience of compassion towards all. And here we can reflect upon a verse that we find in Dhammakriti's Pramanavartika, compendium of a valid cognition, a commentary to the valid cognition, where Dhammakriti states that the Buddha became fully enlightened as a result of long sustained contemplation and cultivation and development of compassion. So Buddha is not a being who had experience of compassion only once or twice, but rather it is through a sustained and prolonged enhancement and development of and perfection of compassion that the Buddha has become fully enlightened. So the point being made here is that the nature of the teachings of the Buddha is such that it is the cultivation of insight into the profound view of reality, and that too is motivated by universal compassion towards all sentient beings. And so here in this verse, the two most important qualities of the Buddha, his quality of wisdom and his quality of compassion, are identified. And once these two qualities are complete, then the quality of power or capacity of the Buddha is almost like a byproduct. So when the quality of wisdom and compassion are there, then the quality of the capacity or power comes always together. So these three are the the principal qualities of the Buddha, and by reflecting upon these qualities, Nagarjuna pays homage to the Buddha.
다시는 대한다 남주인다 남주 지주라만 나올라 차차로 전이다 취주 다 취주 금들이는 또 라말이야 이니 취주 제발이 자다 아 라마디 에네 산지 군주도 긴주 군주 니나 먼저베지 해지형도 가고 말이 다 라마 조 지베이나 다 지금 다 살은 내베 전수 삼바다 지 산지 근데 차용 그래 다 소수 교 용 그래 라마 쇼 용도 가고 그래 자 다가 다 라마 조디 나 세베이나 지 산지 군주도 긴주 군주 나로야 류데네 지레 레디 이나야 에네 라마 lost 지 치대야디 조조 폐지다 가시고를 보게 말한조다 산제 추 김준디 아니 토망 워제 워제베 타네 아니 제 산제 추 김준리야 제 신의 대박 터야지 영야디 아니 달라말이야 투대야지 워주 중에 대세장에 그래서 디메인 자네 가라에는 칠레 딱 간다 지금 초승기 칠레 주야스님도 지금 초승기 지금 연대 통해 관해 지금 대박계야 그 잠동 남았다고 영화리야 딱 남의 지금 칠레 주게 타네 영거야 아니 사람들 별 관심이 좀 상당히 최대 태과 지중 아도 제가 차상화 집에 인류산에 아니 가시고 그게 뇌금네 소원책이 아다 다 담아배 내가 남았네 소원 아니 지금 개출농기 너무 멍한게 아니 캠보다 로변에 채 아니 드네야 대신기 다음에 신기지 전주선배 러브자 전주선배 동바 지도주제 진경기 라마 드네야 전에 아니 응아게 아니 왕국에 타고라 아니야 응아 라미기 돈에 레인두산에 아니 왕시 국경기 아니 가서다 지사네 왕시 유민불체니 아니 응아 라미기 람냠니 최고구요아래 왕이 규민을 취하기, 아니, 왕리야 왕시하리, 왕시, 아니, 왕시와 숭, 츠왕디, 아니, 냠용기 때문에, 굴갱기, 라마이는 사진이 비켜버리. 더 사진이 비켜버리. 자, 드림의 인도산에, 나간다, 라마디, 태워슝아드 제벨람, 영조로, 아니, 삼, 곰숭국원에, 냠술렘발리야, 라마를 떼딩에 채워두와. 但是 내 인맥 인도산에 중재된 내 것하네 아니 라마라 겹쇼스제니 아니 산제 추 긴둥기겐 응원대 라마 자야로 내 인사래
We will now read from the text of the three principal aspects of the path the translation of which the English translation is on page 16 right at the beginning of the text the author makes homage to the lamas to all the high and holy lamas And here, although if you think if you analyze carefully, the lamas can be seen as sort of embodied within the three objects of refuge, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So, lamas, fully enlightened lamas, would be in the category of the Buddhas, and those who are not fully enlightened but who are on the path. Of all the higher or lower levels of the path, they will be members of the Sangha. And so in a sense, lamas are included both either in the Buddha or in the Sangha. So they are included in the three jewels. However, there is a significance for singling out lama as a separate category as an object of refuge here in the text. This is because to underline the importance of the role the Lama plays, the teacher plays in one's spiritual path and progress. And to begin with, it is one's spiritual teacher that first introduces the student to the three jewels, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And it is on the basis of that introduction and the students and the disciples are able to generate a deeply felt admiration and devotion and faith in the three jewels based upon one's conviction derived through understanding as a result of teachings given by the spiritual teacher. So the spiritual teacher has an important role to play. And particularly in the context of Tibetan Buddhism, which is a form of Buddhism that encompasses all the aspects of the Buddha's various teachings, from the initial practices of the individually liberating pratimoksha vows, such as the layperson's precepts, lay practitioner's precepts, and monastic precepts, and so on, the novicial precepts, and so on. Right from the beginning, it is the spiritual teacher who bestows upon you these precepts, who introduces you to the precept, who ordains you, and then who gives you the Bodhisattva vows, and also in the context of the Mahayana practices, and especially in the context of Vajrayana practice, it is the spiritual teacher who empowers you with the initiations, and particularly in the context of highest yoga tantra, the engagement in the practice of the highest yoga tantra can only take place following being empowered into the mandala through an appropriate initiation ceremony through which your mental stream, your mind stream, is made receptive to the practices and realization of the highest yoga tantra. And such receptivity can be made only through the conduct of an empowerment ceremony, which consists of the four main empowerments, and in particular the fourth empowerment, which is the word empowerment. The person who gives that empowerment from one's own personal experience can be said to be only a Vajradhara. So you can see that the Lama the spiritual teacher has a very critical role to play in the spiritual growth and the development and the realization of the disciples. And to acknowledge this role, it is the custom in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition to sometimes pay homage to the guru, to the spiritual teacher, before paying homage to the three jewels.
Da ti anda phege na lo liya ji jun lama sya gi dusum buti gi ene da dusum so lo ga da chiksum buti gi ene je lo du sa ne ga da ji chen di ten yi sa ba ma ba chen di nang she do ni ene ngondu tenyi shogorwe da kadaji chindi nangshe doadenge di ngwene ene shia yudu zane chindi nangla shen denge gi kansa la duena jiwur gyuwa da wole chodu gyuwa dana lamrim gi kibu sunduma te yudu zane ene kibu chungu dogwe yandada denbe chane jiwus gyundze nyo ene ada duji dunge thoni chisi nyumon be shawang du yeba tisi du dunge be ran shin ba ji she ta wa ne da si che ena o kada ta ba thuni lo ye da ba de ne yin be yin du ji si be pin zo la ene shen cha ge be ge da ga so le be ge ten ye ru zang wa ne ma de ba de ne yin be de san ne si be pin zo le shen cha ge na mi le yong su do ba yin de san ne zun ba 준비했네. 라마 수자네 아니 남진 되니게 삼바 타베 셴셰베 전주심 대군의 라데 남진 되니게 단 누문이 된게 아니 가쇼르베게 다 로 아니 데베 차네 다 공말 주바 라말 주바 공나메 바다 대 공나 샤메 바 근데 차네 라마 스밍 다 그래 전에 오다 지준 라마 스자네 드는 데 다이한데 에 담배면에 쉐비아래 사드리메인 측디기 가다 강을 차세비 유 라마디기 연대니 쉐용도 와 레자케 나로리아 구루세이버레 나라도 벽에 나로로 라마스기아래 젠다 구루세아디 연대니 근에 지와 거진지 지와 자 다소소 연대니 지와디 쉐용도 간다 가서 그게 접수도서 라마디 清唱是国家的那前面写的马上就回来就说拿到了呀哎你这拉玛斯在那拉玛的主故事里就哈拉姆吉格瑞你这基础给他提示了去可是我不给status了基础拿到了这个他当上了这个通路来的呀这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个 내리는 거는 찍어 주고요. 아래. 사드 네임에 이르 사는 에 검들이니 에 가족으로 그게 에 남진 주베 만원 어떤 게 라마집에 찬네. 아니 에 탑식이 위한데 에 가족으로 그게 차 탐전에 무슨 소가 주고 요하는 마도 에 내가 찍이 왜 찍이야 말이. 어딘데도 찍이. 다 어 라마스 송구요. 다 간다 라마스를 전에 구루세아가 칙디기 토하네 단다 늦으셔. 이 벽에 소 줄인데 라마세아지 연대지 차네 공문을 줘봐. 지 꺼지는 거네. 다 공도 매봐 세야지. 에야 이 라마세아 칙디기 지금 리빙 부드세아 고아진데 자원이네 요마래. 산지 서바세아 근데 고아 자원이네 매봐래. 벽에 하는 거 고아진 독수래.
The salutations to the gurus that is made here in the Tibetan, it reads, "I pay homage to the supreme and industrious lamas, Je Tsun, Je meaning supreme and Tsun meaning industrious, and lamas meaning the teachers and the gurus, and these three words, in fact." Encapsulate the qualities, the essential qualities of the gurus, essential qualities of the teachers, to whom we pay homage here. When you dissect the three the words here, Je meaning supreme, and Tsun meaning industrious, and Lama the teacher or the guru. The supreme here refers to the guru's quality of having gained a sense of total renunciation to the concerns of mundane concerns of this life. The guru is here someone who, as a result of his or her profound reflection and recognition of the nature of existence, had overcome preoccupations to the mundane concerns, such as fame, wealth, acquisitions, and so on, of this life. So compared to ordinary people whose thoughts and emotions are dominated and dictated by the preoccupations and attachment to the concerns of this life, one can say that the guru who possesses that kind of renunciation is superior. So that's the quality of the guru. And within the context of the Lamrim teachings, where one speaks about the three scopes, and the initial scope, and the middling scope, and the great scope, this quality of renunciation here against the mundane concerns of this life belongs to the context, the realization of the initial scope. And then the second word, industrious, here referred to another quality of the guru who has gained a deeper level of renunciation as a result of his or her understanding, insight, and practice, has not only overcome preoccupations to the mundane concerns of this life, but also any attachment to any form of accomplishments or excellences of the samsaric existence, the unenlightened existence, based upon the insight into the nature of suffering, the fact that so long as we exist under the conditions of mental afflictions, under the conditions of karma, under the conditions of fundamental ignorance, there is no room for real and genuine happiness. So that realization of the nature of suffering, particularly suffering in the sense of the third level of suffering, which is the suffering of conditioning, then the guru has gained a deep sense of renunciation against all forms of mundane accomplishments, and any has sort of cut the ties towards any form of attachment and attractions to the mundane, to any unenlightened, all aspects of unenlightened existence, thus gaining a deeper level of renunciation. And here, renunciation here refers to a genuine aspiration to attain freedom from samsaric existence, unenlightened existence. So this relates to the middling scope practice of Lamrim. And Lama, which is the third word, quality here refers to Lama, refers to the quality of the guru, where not only the individual has gained deep realization, renunciation and the aspiration to attain freedom from suffering and samsaric existence, but also extends that wish towards all sentient beings based upon a universal compassion and cultivated through the practice of exchanging and equalizing self with others, thus having gained the genuine wish and aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. So, and such profound and thought is said to be superior and is in a sense unexcelled, and which is the connotation of the Tibetan term Lama. Lama literally means the supreme. Lama literally means the unexcelled, the unsurpassed. And Lama is the Tibetan translation of the Sanskrit word guru. And guru, the etymology of guru has an idea of someone with significance, someone with weighty quality. And weighty quality here refers to the weight of the qualifications of the guru, the knowledge and insights of the guru. And one can also talk about the weightiness, the sort of the guru in terms of being the sort of the source of kindness. So the Tibetan term lama, which means unsurpassed and unexcelled, and the Sanskrit equivalent guru, both imply and signify that the importance of the quality of the guru, the knowledge, and the wisdom, and the insight of the guru. There is nothing in the etymology of guru, the Sanskrit word, nor the Tibetan term lama, any idea of some kind of living Buddha. That is not really the proper meaning of the word guru or teacher. The teacher, the lama and guru really refers to someone who embodies these qualities of knowledge and wisdom. So here, in the context of these teachings here, particularly in the verses here, when the homage is paid to the guru, we're paying homage to the guru who embodies all these three levels of qualifications, the qualities of renunciation of the mundane concerns, renunciation of the entire samsaric existence, and then the qualities of the compassion and bodhicitta.
대안이 아다 지름식 때문에 처음에 나눠 송샤베티 세아부시비서 봐 정규 마투어 아니 시엔 두에 내메베스 아니 그게 시엔 아니 다 그게 가서 그래 두어는 두어 봤대기 아니 처음에 랑기 두어 싶고 그래지 And rangi du duru tenya any je tawe yendero je chebu chebu yebe michoki is gewe tamba chida timbe gyu duru shiku gre Therefore,
what is being emphasized here is the importance of the guru, the teacher, embodying these required qualifications. So we find in Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa states that in his great expositions of the path to enlightenment, Lama Tsongkhapa states that for someone who hasn't been able to discipline and tame his or her mind, there is simply no way, no possibility that such a person could discipline and tame someone else's mind. Therefore, and those who wish to discipline and bring about discipline and tame others' mind must first engage in the process of disciplining and taming one's own mind. And the way to do that too is something that one must, the way in which one goes about taming and disciplining one's mind should not be such that you engage in a sort of a rather haphazard approaches of, you know, picking out techniques from here and there, but rather that the entire process must be grounded in a method that really accords to the overall path of the Buddha's teachings. And here, Lama Tsongkhapa states that this can be done only through the practice of the three higher trainings in morality, concentration, and wisdom. And that alone is not adequate. What is required further is some kind of sensitivity to the mentality of the students and disciples, and also the whatever the subject is being taught, that the guru or the teacher must possess a deeper knowledge of the subject matter, and of all the qualities, the most important quality qualifications that the guru and the teacher must have is a compassion, is the compassion towards the disciples, the wish of being of help, a sense of concern and compassion is the key quality.
Oh, yeah.